The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise this end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Can we lift our hands to give the Lord praise from the depth of our heart? Go ahead, bless Him. He's been good, He's been faithful, He's been kind. Let His praises be on your lips and let everything within you truly bless Him. Truly, truly bless the name of the Lord. Oh, we bless you. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What we wait for, it comes to pass. See what the Lord has done. We rejoice and bless you. All that you are doing in Jesus' mighty name, we are worshiping the Lord. Can we do something special this evening and just rejoice? Amen. Just rejoice and rejoice. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord Jesus. You fight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a good time to be in God's presence. Amen. Can we put our hands together for Jesus? And please be seated. All right, wisdom for walking in the corridors of power. So today you can title it Getting into the Corridors of Power. So it's part two now, but Getting into the Corridors of Power. All right, and I started by giving you quite some statistics that as at 2022, human population is estimated to be around 7.9 billion people. As at 2022, human population is estimated to be around 7.9 billion. And 1% of that population is what controls 50% of the world's wealth. Alright, as a matter of fact, it's not even up to 1%. The first 62 people you find on Forbes list are the ones that controls 50% of the world's wealth. Africa as a continent, including our richest man in Africa that is from Nigeria, the wealth combined controlled by Africa is 2% of the world's wealth. And that shows to us that the corridors, the rooms, the places where the experience of the rest of the world is being determined are rooms that are not filled. A few people, not necessarily the best in their fields, but are the ones that have understood the mechanics for controlling things. Are you following what I'm saying? They are the ones that understand the system and know how to, all right, put things in the advantage. For those of you who involved, alright, in things like forex trading, cryptocurrency, and all those things like that. You know, there are people that are referred to as whales, right? Whose tweets alone can determine the look, the prospect, and the experience in the market. Now, someone says that why do we have to pay attention to this? If we don't get believers to be a part of that system, it is like getting Haman's on the throne without having Esther's there. Decisions will be made, things will go wrong that will not be in the favor of the church, and the church will be a victim of those things that are happening. Probably I should say one more that we are. During lockdown, the most powerful Christian movie, I believe, that was released in Nigeria, all right, between that time and now, has just 2.6 million views. A song was released in Nigeria barely a month ago called Finesse. And right now has a combined view of over 15 million views on YouTube. That tells us that this is not the plan of God, and our influence as a people is not as deep as we think it is. There is still a need for us to understand what really works out there and for us to be able to get to the control. Let me say this that will. All right, go and think about this. The boxer called Tyson Fury, in a boxing match, get an estimated amount of $25 million. It is more than the combined yearly income of 80% of churches in Nigeria. So think about that. I'm not saying that the church will get to boxing ring, but what I'm telling you is that where the secret of this wealth resides, there is still a need for our eyes to be open to get there. Are you following what I'm saying here? There are lots of depressing, let me say rather depressing statistics here, but we'll begin to unveil them as we move. So I said to you that the objective of this study is to help us understand that it's important for us to move from being just the beneficiaries of what goes on in the corridors of power, and by the word beneficiary, you can put in bracket in front of it, victims of what goes on in the corridor of power, to becoming functionaries and decision makers in the corridors of power. And the way to that is not just by fighting the battles on our knees, but by getting to the place where things are done and functioning with them. All right? Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me tell you that stat in case you don't understand it. What I'm saying is that one person in a boxing ring gets in about 45 minutes of fight what 80% of churches generated for a year in Nigeria. That's a serious one. What is the implication of that survey? The implication is so let me first give this before I say the implication. While I was studying and praying, I had to pick a phone and call one of my sons and begged him. And I said to him, we are saying these things, but as God is unveiling sons like you that will not function in the usual way we think, there is a need for fear to die in our hearts for us to understand. What that means is, if that one boxer is somebody who is a kingdom-minded person, can get more work done in terms of global evangelism than a larger percentage of the church. That's the meaning. Are you following what I'm saying here? So there are things you will hear tonight that may not really go down well with you, but please pay attention. And I'm telling you this, that the picture of the move of God in the body of Christ is that while the Moses generation are on the mountain holding the rod, the Joshua generation must be in the field with the sword. If we have the rod lifted up and there's no one in the field with the sword, we'll be defeated. The sword, the rod is not enough. Are you following what I'm saying? What does that mean? While we have people fighting the battle on the knees, we must have more people on the field getting things. And I'm going to show you why in a moment. So the objective of this study again is to show us the importance of moving from just being beneficiaries of what goes on in the corridors of power to becoming functionaries and decision makers, policy makers in the corridors of power. All right? And the end of that is that until we have seen this well with the eyes of our spirit, what will happen is that just one policy from those corridors can affect all our activities as the people of God, particularly when we don't have people who represent the faith, who represent the kingdom in those places. And like I said the other time, it is as dangerous as having Haman in the corridors of power without Esther alongside to checkmate the activity. What will happen is that, all right, Haman will still fight the people of God and bring them down. For a while now, we've had instances globally when some people have tried to release some kind of movies on Netflix. One of those movies was a movie that displayed the sexuality of children. We also had a movie called Crossbows Christos that was also released on Netflix, that people had to sign petition upon petition, thousands of petition, in fact, millions of petition for those movies to be pulled down. But we will not need that kind of stress if we have firm believers as part of the board members of Netflix. Am I correct? So, how will the devil counter the strategy that seems to be working? It's called the majority strategy. All he will have to do is to, through education, entertainment, and many things, weaken the moral compass of those majority. And sooner or later, we may not have that number of people to sign petitions against such number of movies. And before you know it, what used to be abominable becomes a norm. If what we are banking on is the strength of majority, in terms of power, we are not powerful. Are you following what I'm saying here? In terms of power, we are not what? Powerful. So we need single individuals that will be able to get into those places. All right? People, listen to me. People who are called to movie production. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to say this and you may not really like it. Some category of those movie production may be Christian movies. Some other part may be entertainment. The reason you are still struggling with that is because you are not yet aware that part of the mountain we ought to take is also entertainment. What does it mean to be entertained? To be kept busy with something while something else is cooking. So what does that mean? We have Christian movies that are entertaining. People have been carried into it. At the end of the day, they've been soaked with the kingdom. Are you following what I'm saying here? That's what happens. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, why is it that we have issues in this regard? And look at this issue of skit making in Nigeria now. I think things, I don't know, for the space of some 3 months now, it just went down. All right, looking at 2021, 2020, 90% of the skits show something sexual. Either talking about the size of a lady, are you following what I'm saying now? Most part of it. People even make joke out of it, oh, fantabulous and all that. All right, if we are going to be able to have say in this regard, we need to have Christians that can put their own creativity also to work. Understanding fully well, listen to me. If God is not against movies, he's not against skit making. Believers can make skit. The problem we have is that when we try to do that without understanding the excellence that is in that system. Because the system of Babylon has its own requirement. You are not the one who will determine this. The requirement is already set. You cannot get to the system and infiltrate it by trying to decide the requirement from outside. First, you have to meet up. And meeting up doesn't mean you have to bow. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying? Doesn't mean you have to bow. Many of you watched the movie The Train. You cried when you watched it. Why did you sit around the movie? It was not just showing black and white. When they were trying to depict the olden days, the color gradient, everything shows professionalism. True or not true? Are you following what I'm saying here? So we have a lot of work to do. We should not make the mistake of trying to get everybody on the mountain to hold the rod. It will be crowded. We need people on the field with the sword. And I'm going to show you certain things. I mean, look at, let me give you another situation. Look at during the COVID period. All right. The Nigerian woman, Dr. Stella, or I was practicing in the United States, who spoke about how she had been able to cure most of her patients with hydroxychloroquine. All right? I mean, the woman was saying, I have not lost any patients to COVID. All the videos were brought down, all the on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, and all those things. Why is it that one man keeps trying to be in charge of the communication networks in the world? It is for the sake of control, for the sake of determining what comes out. Are you following what I'm saying now? Because information is powerful in that corridor, and it is important that people there determines what you hear. Most of you listen to news like CNN and all those things. I bet you are listening to a lie. Because there are systems of propaganda behind those things that you can be a victim of those lies. After all, we are not creating our own. Are you following what I'm saying here? I mean, there was something that was flying recently. People say signed petition against a company in Nigeria. I don't want to mention the name for the sake of legal reasons. Because they were discovered to be financing terrorist organization with most of their proceeds. So what happens is that when we have people who are not kingdom-minded in the position of power, they will fulfill the obligations of the devil conveniently. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, if you look at the book of Luke chapter number 4, let me quickly show you. Luke chapter number 4. What did I call this topic for you? Getting into the corridors of power. Now look at it, Luke chapter number 4. Luke chapter number 4. Let me start the reading from verse 6. And the devil said unto him let's start from verse 5. And the devil take, Luke 4 from verse 5. And the devil taking him up into an high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. All right? For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. What is the meaning of this? This is the same thing you meet when you are about to get into those places, when you can become high functionaries. Alright? So this was what the devil was telling Jesus. I will give you the glory of this world. I will give you the power of it. Everything you may want to desire, they have been delivered to me. And listen, to whomsoever I will, I give it. Alright, if we're going to pick that statement, please pay attention to this. If we're going to pick that statement, to whomsoever I will, I give it. Can we honestly check the kind of people the devil have given this power to and investigate correctly to see that there are people who are not necessarily excellent people? There are people who will not make the world better. The devil, if he's the one who is the broker, is not interested in giving people that makes the world a better place. And that's why you can go on Twitter and see people boasting about drinking in a night, all right, in one nightclub, drinking with tens of millions. I saw a video. Some boys were at the club. The girl came, you know those lights they put champagne on? Talk to me now. Carried one toothpick on one of those lights and said, one toothpick for 500,000. And a young boy sat down within the age of 18 and 19. Took the toothpick for how much? 500,000. Why? The power of wealth gets anywhere as part from the kingdom. People use it for self-gratification. Use it for things that, you know, lift them in pride just to showcase. And some even step as far as using to destroy their fellow humankind. There are many labs in the world, secret laboratories, where research are going on. Different chemicals, different biological weapons are tested, and men are the guinea pigs. And this is what happens when the devil gives it to whomsoever he wills. Now, Jesus, of course, was going to get that power, and he did. But he was going to use the system of getting it without bowing. And that's the system you now need to learn. Are you following what I'm saying here? He was going to get that power with a system without what? Bowing. Say it without bowing. Say it again without bowing. Say it again, getting the power and the glory without bowing. That's what God wants us to learn as children of God. Please follow me quickly to Revelations chapter number 5. Revelations chapter number 5. Then we go to Matthew chapter number 28. Revelations chapter number 5. If you are there, say amen. All right, let me start from verse 11. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the numbers of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive what? To receive what? To receive what? Power. To receive what? Riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessings. Did he receive it? Scripture said he spoiled principalities and what? Powers. What does that mean? To spoil means to collect, having defeated. So he spoiled principalities, he spoiled powers. So what happens is this. The authentic power, the authentic riches, the authentic wealth and glory is no longer in the world. It is in Christ. What happens in the world is the devil gives a counterfeited one that needs to be serviced with no other thing but blood. And that's why whenever you are receiving it from the world, you are either going to have to live shortly or somebody will have to die. Well, Christ died and he rose again, that the church may receive power, may receive glory, may receive honor, may receive strength, may receive riches. I want to say it again, it is the heritage of the church to be wealthy. Let me say it again, it is the inheritance of the church to be wealthy. Let me say it again, it is the strategic inheritance of the church to be wealthy. What happens is that if the church becomes a place of depravity, we will no longer be able to negotiate about certain things. We'll be defeated a million times again, and we'll be pushed aside as an irrelevant sector of the society. But the church is not just a sector of the society. The church is the establishment, the extension of the reign of God on earth. And they said, I'm the one that gives power to make wealth. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? An average believer, now let me quickly say this. And that is why it is not enough that you are in church hearing this. Christ needs to be formed in your heart. When we talk about the church as the people that Christ has allocated wealth, riches, and glory for, and we rejoice, are you aware that greed can also be part of the reason why we rejoice? It can be. The wealth we are talking about is not for indulgence. The wealth we are talking about is to make the world a better place by bringing the kingdom of heaven to the earth. Listen to me. Listen to me. Let me share this story with you. A woman was going to McDonald's to buy some groceries for her family. And as she was about entering McDonald's, the Holy Spirit whispered to her. When she saw a man at the entrance, an homeless man, she planned in her heart that she was going to buy chicken for him when she was returning. But the Holy Spirit ministered to her heart, buy him banana. And she bought the chicken but still bought banana. The man, when he saw the banana, busted into tears and asked her, how did you know that I love banana? Apparently that was his best food. What kind of God do we have that is concerned about the best food of an homeless man? Each time there is an extension of mercy, a part of the kingdom has been brought down. Are you feeling what I'm saying there? Somebody is standing somewhere, there is no hope, no hope again for education. And there is somebody that God has blessed and will say, come, I will sponsor you to school till the end of your education. You have brought the kingdom of God to that person. Are you following what I'm saying there? Whatever is not love is not the kingdom. No. The kingdom of God is demonstrated in love. Each time the needs of people are elevated and somebody steps up to do what they have been crying to God for, the kingdom has been brought down. It is not just about preaching, evangelizing. You are trying to tell somebody who is hungry to receive Jesus. He needs food first, so he can stay alive to manifest that Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying here? There are people who will not accept our gospel first, but will accept our act of kindness first. Are you following what I'm saying here? That's the kingdom. Somebody say that's the kingdom. Say it again, that's the kingdom. So if the desire in your heart is how to prove to some people that you are better than them, how to drive a car that will now give you a sense of identity, how to wear some kind of shoes and clothes that will now make you feel among, then you know nothing of the kingdom. You are just a charlatan who is trying to use Jesus to rise. Wealth is beyond daily bread. No. Wealth is deeper than that. And let me say this to you. Look up. Look up. The devil doesn't want it to be well with anybody. He doesn't want it to be easier for anybody. Listen to me. And that's why he fights the heart of those who have. So those who don't have will not have more. By fighting the heart of those who have, is also elongating the painful experience of those who don't have. Never shut down your bowels of compassion. Each time you extend it, the kingdom is brought down to the earth. Are you following what I'm saying here? Tell your neighbor, never shut down your bowels of compassion. Say it again loud and clear. Say it again loud and clearer. Never shut down your bowels of compassion. There are people with desperate needs. Are you following what I'm saying? There are people with desperate needs. I won't go far into this story. I remember when we were at our former venue, I got a call. It was from someone close to me. My phone had rang 7 times. I was 7 or about 12. So I quickly excused myself to call. And she said to me, whatever it is you can do for me now, please do. Myself and my daughter have been trekking for more than 1 hour. We are coming from so and so place. I know that place. Going to so and so place. As I'm talking to you now, I'm just seated on the floor somewhere. I cannot go again. And this fellow was not lying. Anything you can do, please do it now. Are you following what I'm saying there? And I had to pick my phone and send some money. The tears. The tears. Ah. God has used you to rescue us. God has used you to rescue us. God has used, was it last week or so? I got a call from someone again and said, if you ever love me in this life, I know if I die now, you people will go and get that money for coffin. At this point, I'm in this desperate need now. This is it. This fellow is not lying. Imagine hearing those kind of things and yet God has not blessed you to do something. There are people who are dying avoidable death because those who should have don't have. There are people who are taken to hospital and are dying because of 10,000 naira deposit. No, 10,000 deposit and will die. Are you following what I'm saying here? I share this story with you. I think, where is Faye? She was the one who took someone to the hospital. I can't remember who they took to the hospital. I called them. How are you guys doing? We're in Ife then. They are fine. I heard a woman crying at the background. Who is that woman? Said, he brought her son to the hospital. The guy was already gassing. And the doctor said they will not collect the boy because there is no deposit. How much is this money? He said, how much? 10,000 naira. My God. And they will have to watch this boy die because of 10,000 naira. I said, tell them to proceed with the treatment. Now. Send the account details. Let's do something. The moment the woman heard we're going to send money, she said, please bring the money. I will take the son elsewhere. Meaning that the poverty in that house was so strong that they would rather eat dinner, not minding if the boy dies. Are you following what I'm saying? Please understand this. When we are talking about wealth, and you need to come to terms with this, what God wants to give you, He wants to be sure. First, it is not about you. He wants to, listen to me, if you don't gain victory in this, money is possessive. Money possesses people. It's a spirit. Money itself is not evil, but the love of it can destroy, can maim, can make you do things you have sworn you will never do. So first, there's a need for you to be a Daniel in Babylon. If not, you'll be defiled with the king's portion. Is this sweet? Yes. Are you following what I'm saying here? So when we talk about the wealth of the church, it is what God gives us on behalf of those. Listen to me. Please put this in your mind. Please sit down. Because of His mercy, He will bless somebody on behalf of those who cannot have the faith to be exercised to earn it. You don't understand what I'm saying? There are people that don't even have faith to wait on God. They don't even have, they are not even Christians. Listen to me. They are not even Christians. Some are Christians. They don't even know the word of God, talk less of trusting God for finance. And when that happens, there's still something in the system called mercy. Because He will not come down from heaven to do it. He will put it in the hands of a son or a daughter that will be an extension of Himself to them. To the end that the world still stands, for God so loved the world. Not just Christians. He loves the world. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me ask you a question. If you are a Christian doctor on duty and they brought somebody to the hospital and they said, please, this fellow is a choir leader. Something happened. This fellow has a knife wound or a gun wound. Will you say, I will not treat this fellow with the bleeding until police report comes? Are you following what I'm saying? That's the reason why our influence must not be confined to this place. You think about it. Are you following what I'm saying? Now look at the book of Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter 28. Let's read verse 18. Matthew 28 verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power. Somebody say all power. All power is given unto me in heaven and where? In earth. So when He said in verse 19, go ye therefore, it's called the power of attorney. It is the power you are given to stand representing someone else without necessarily being the person. That's the power lawyers exercise when they are standing as caretakers over a house. They can speak as the owner of the house because they've been given that power. I pray for somebody here tonight, you receive power to make wealth. Say that amen again loud and clear. Are you following what I'm saying here? So Jesus got the power without bowing. Meaning that, please pay attention. Pay attention to what I want to say now. You can be a successful Christian comedian without bowing. Can I say it again? You can be a successful Christian comedian without bowing. You can be a successful Christian actor. Listen to me. You might not have gotten slot in Mount Zion. Maybe you are still acting in the secular world. Yes. Without bowing. How many of you saw the event that played out at the Oscars? I think it's a very popular, that's the talk of the town now. How that somebody got up and slapped the other person for making an unnecessary joke about his wife. Both were wrong. Are you following what I'm saying here? But when he got up, he said this statement. He said just a minute ago, Denzel Washington said that at the best moment of your life, right? Watch out. That's when the devil comes for you. Now, that's a spiritual warfare principle. The devil comes to attack after a great victory has been won. That man is respected by every actor in Hollywood because he stands as a Christian actor with faith, integrity, and listen to me, and dexterity. You can't just say this is a Christian. When you look at his movies, they are one of the best. He's not there for nothing. Listen to me. That you represent Christ doesn't mean just about shouting Jesus. Kingdom influence is beyond, if you truly love Jesus, send this to 30 people. Kingdom influence is deeper than that. All those things are human-made attempts to try to use the emotional appeal to do what doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's not influence. If you are not ashamed of Jesus, share this. Somebody is just trying to advertise a page. And they know, once they have gotten medical to follow that page, they change the name again to Colomenta something. Is that not what they are doing? Yes. Because many Christians would rather be emotional than to be strategic. There's something more strategic than forwarding to 30 people on WhatsApp. And what is strategic is that we get to the system. And that's what I want to show you now. Number one, know that you don't have to bow. The system can bow if you are the best at what you do. The system can bow if you are the best at what you do. Go and check the remarks of Denzel Washington by many people in Hollywood. When Chadwick Boseman was still alive, he shared about the fact that how he got to the academy was that Denzel Washington was the one who offered him payment. Are you following what I'm saying here? So we are having believers, listen to me, please pay attention. How many of you watch this movie, Star Wars? How many of you know John Boyega that is in that movie? How many of you are aware that he's the cousin of Pastor Boyega in UK? Now that's a Nigerian guy. Talk to me now. And you find out that, and I'm not really here to talk about his faith. Just once in a while when you have Nigerians in those high places doing things, we have a couple of them doing some spectacular things in Hollywood. There's a sense of belonging you have. This part of us, true or not true? Yes. How much more when we have a kingdom person? There are many movies that you can't even watch conveniently as a Christian because of the sexual sins in it. Powerful storylines, but sexual sins. Imagine if that storyline was in the hands of a believer. The same story, but we can do without sex. Because each time they show those scenes, they are bowing to something. Now we are, listen to me, the world stage now is not at the level of sexual sins, no. What they are doing now is that they are at the level of lesbian sins and homosexual sin. They've shown you the sexual sins for more than 50 years. Let me tell you something. If something happens consistently, you develop coping mechanism. You are now coping. They did not start by showing you gay sin. They started by showing you lesbian sin. And the way into that is pornography. People who watch porn say, oh, what's this? You see all those things. True or not true? Yes. So when they bring it on TV, you can't really complain like that. Then gradually now is homosexual sin. Listen to me. Until we have functionaries in those corridors, you will soon begin to watch movies where it is now bestialism with animals, with children, and all those things. The days where we will stand, because you are making the same mistake that was made in the olden days, and say we are just making heaven. Are you following what I'm saying? We can't get into those things. You have rebranded yours. We'll just make our own. This Hollywood is not our place. Can I say this to you? That God must have sons there. You don't understand what I'm saying? I said God must have. What did I say again? Can I say this to Christian creatives? Avoid monopoly. Avoid monopoly. Ephesians 3 verse 8 says to the intern. Please give me that Ephesians 3 8 in amplified translation. Is it Ephesians 3 8 or 3:10? 3:10, I suppose. 3:10. Ephesians 3:10, please. Please, 3:10. Yes. It said the purpose is that through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspect might now be made known to the angelic rulers, authorities, principalities, and powers in the heavenly spheres. Let me tell you what this means. The closest example I can give this to you is that why do we do biometrics? Why do you have phones that you can use your fingerprint to unlock? Because despite the number of human population, 7.9 billion plus, no two fingerprints are the same. True or not true? That is exactly the same way God has variety of creativity soaked in everyone. We must not tabernacle about one dimension. While that one is going and making us fail, God is still in his rich variety, able to enter and bring something else out. Listen to me. That's why we have many churches. Because there are people whose level of configuration will cope with a church. And then there are some who are at a level where they say these are the ones that have room for me. Listen, the intention of God is that whichever aspect you want to be, I have sons waiting for you. And that's the same thing that must come into creativity. Are you following what I'm saying here? Meaning that it should not be a joy for Christian creatives to say I'm the only one. Are you following what I'm saying? Can we have Christian skits? Don't let me use the word Christian skit. Entertaining skits by believers that will make you laugh. Let me ask you a question. Is God against entertainment? No, you have not answered well. You know, your answer can contradict your revelation. Yes. You can answer because of an environment and truly within your heart you don't believe. Somebody asked Bishop T.D. Jakes and said, if Jesus was on earth, will Jesus be on Facebook? He said, what I saw about Jesus was that he went wherever the people are. So if the people are on Facebook, he will be there. That's the answer. And if you check the life of Jesus, there are many people now that if they were alive in the time of Jesus, they would have nailed Jesus. But now they are pastors. Let's leave it. Can I say, I'm going to pray for different of you tonight. Alright, but let me say this. If you are people that God is leading in unique ways, you need to value conviction. Are you following what I'm saying? If you are looking for endorsement up and down, the devil already has you where he wants you. Do you know a believer can be charged and yet not accurate? Somebody who is very, what I mean by charged is somebody who is on fire. Somebody who is on fire but not accurate can with one statement kill your passion. The fellow is on fire. What he does with the fire is his own responsibility. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me say this to you. In simple terms, this generation has a strategic battle to fight. And that battle is that many of us will have to pull down our military regalia. No, we're not going to pull it down. We're going to have to wear mufti on top. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me say it again. We're going to have to wear mufti on top. We're going to be undercovers and sneak to the system. Huh? Are you following what I'm saying? As just a movie director. So that by the time they are saying, let's put this in, God can say, I have a man there. But he's an undercover. And they have to listen to him. Because when it comes to directing, he's the best. And that's why I tell you, it is beyond going to NYC camp and say, I won't wear trousers. If there is something you can do in that camp that there is nobody else to do, then you are correct. Until then, listen to me, listen to me. you're a waster of heavenly resources. Because all those you'd evangelize to while on trousers and undercover, you've been sent out. You don't understand what I'm saying? While I was in camp, I organized prayer walk in camp. NYC camp. They will come out by 5 for parade. Let's be there 4:30. Camp da balawara. I started with 2 people. Before you know it, I saw many people start coming out. You go and do something, they send you out of camp. Who even told us all these things? Listen to me. Our system is not the same thing with Islam. We are not fighting for... I want to say something now, but you may not like it. Our fight is beyond saying that. Please get what I want to say in context. It's beyond saying that people should not wear hijab or wear hijab to school. Our own is let them come. It even helps us to identify them more. Listen to me. Why are you afraid? You are afraid that when they get in, they will take over the system. But they are not afraid that when you get in, you will take over the system. Are you following what I'm saying? In the days of Jesus, it was not the kind of Messiah they were waiting for. All the other rabbi, holy people, stay away from unholy people. But this Jesus is eating with tax collectors. This one can never be the Messiah. What kind of Messiah is? He's eating with tax. He even asked them inside his group. This one will on Sabbath day, no Sabbath day, any day is God's day. Heal people anyhow. Even have babes that were close to him. He couldn't understand him. But everywhere he had contact, there was transformation. Listen to me. He was so powerful. There's something you did in biology or so, osmosis and diffusion. Alright? The case of Jesus, please come. It was so serious that if I come in contact with you and you are the most powerful man, what happens is that you drag me to your own sphere. Anyone that came in contact with Jesus, he drags them, regardless of who they've been, including the girl with several demons. He was that potent, yet there was nothing, how would I put it now? There was nothing shady about him. He was not trying to put up any facade. He was just a normal guy. Can I say this to you again? Jesus was the normal guy. He didn't look like them. He was wearing expensive clothes. They even had to fight over that clothes. They will sit down somewhere. You know, when I was serving, we were at the rural rugged venue, and a girl, I was in charge of the clinic in the family house. So a girl dislocated her leg. So I was helping her to, I applied deep heat spray, you know. So I was helping her to set and massage the leg. Then my friend just called me. I said, "Will you stop that? Come here." So I went. What happened? He said, "Don't you hear the sound that girl was making?" I said, "What sound?" He said, "She was making an erotic sound." I didn't know. And she's fine then. Her leg is fine. I just follow her and just, I left the deep, it's everything there. I just left. Are you following what I'm saying? From leg to that sound. But that's not where I'm going. Jesus was the kind of guy that will sit down and a girl will come and pour oil on the leg and be massaging the leg. What will happen is that he will not say, "See me by 10 p.m. What will happen is that from there, our name will be spoken anywhere the gospel gets. We cannot change a system we are afraid of. Are you following what I'm saying? That girl was never going to remain the same. You saw the contact with the woman at the well of Samaria? Give me water. I won't give you water. Our fathers have said this. There's a water I can give you. You drink that water, you never become this. Gisting, gisting, gisting. at the end of the day. He met her, the woman with multiple relationships. Within 15 minutes, he left an evangelist to 7 cities. 10 cities, Decapolis. 10 cities. What kind of guy is that, that will woo a woman into God? Are you following what I'm saying? What does that mean? It is not every Christian you see at the go joint that is smoking weed. Some are under covers. When I was looking at this, I just blessed God again and again for Pastor Tony Rappin. I'm not sure I've watched some of those things and I've cried. That this is the kingdom. This is the gospel. This is what it's all about. Huh? Go to where the problem is and change it. Enough of talking from outside. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it. We can access the power without bowing. Come on, say it loud and clear again. We can get to the place of influence without compromising standards. So you know the mistakes we make? One of the mistakes we make is that when people receive Jesus, we try to change what they are doing. Let me explain. All right. I'm trying to be careful about this statement I want to say, but when you listen to this message and there are things here that you may not agree with, it's okay to disagree. It's okay. Is that okay now? It's okay to disagree, but let me just say this. How many of you know the case of this guy? What was his name now? This guy married to the Kardashians. Kanye West. When he said he gave his life to Christ, you know the reason why there was a lot of controversy around his life immediately? Because he got to the gospel. And then positioned himself as one who does not need a pastor. I think they even almost started a church immediately. But there are still things that need to be organized. That's the mistake we'll make. You have accepted Christ. Listen to me. Listen to me. You don't necessarily have to rebrand what you are doing, gospel song, so that the audience will not change. We still need this Jesus to get to the audience you already have. What happens when you try to change the audience is that the audience size reduces. So let me explain. Christian TV in America reaches just 2% of Americans. So when we have people among those reaching the remaining 98% give their life to Christ, and we try to change what they are saying, we reduce their impact to the 2% we are only reaching. And we seed out the 98% because of our mentality. Are you following what I'm saying? That's what happens. Why, I asked you a question on Sunday. Why did Jesus never come till he came? Because there was no perfect illustration for the kingdom of heaven on earth. We are looking at the life of Daniel. We are still going to touch it. The way the kingdom, alright, the Persian kingdom functioned then, if they are going to colonize a kingdom, they bring them to their place. That's what we Christians are trying to do. The Roman Empire was the one that mirrored the intentions of God correctly. You don't have to empty their city and bring them here. Leave them where they are. Take a governor general to them. One who represents this kingdom. Take soldiers there. First, change their language. Then infiltrate their culture. Let them forget part of their history. Take over their history. Change their culture. Listen to me now. And that's why, because if that other system was the system of God, where you have to bring the people inside, to have them in the kingdom, it means you will have to die to be in the kingdom of God. Are you following what I'm saying here? That's what it means. Alright, and that's why we are here. God will not, alright, they are Trinity. The Holy Ghost being on earth with us is enough. What will he do? Change our culture by giving us the kingdom. Change our language by giving us the language of the Spirit so we can communicate with God in a language that is mystery, that is between only us and him. To the end that the kingdom of God is what is on earth. We are not going to change that system to bet sons to the corridors of power. We get there with our people. We are not trying to bring them here. Ah. Let me say it again. We are not trying to bring them here. They are still there. And while they are there, we are refurbishing the kingdom. Now, there are some that we need, because I just heard that in my spirit. Somebody saying, what about prostitute? That's where I'm going. There are some that what they are doing is terribly out of sin. There are some that it is not. It is entertainment. Are you following what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that when you meet somebody smoking weed, at the joint where they are smoking weed, those ones, we take them out from amongst them. But when we have a Justin Bieber, we get Jesus to him there and say, you are part of those that can help us with the remaining 98%. Keep doing what you are doing. Let there be an undertone of prayer and power. If a Justin Bieber will post tonight that Jesus is Lord over all the earth and I will serve him all my life. Listen to me. It is more than your evangelism of 10 years. Never despise influence. And when you don't have something God has placed under Christian with, never say it is not about it. Listen to me. The attempt to try to bring others down because of manifestation of something you don't have, and you are the one who is seeing how that their intention is not really right, how that the way they got it is this. Listen to me. What is happening is just low self-esteem. That's what is happening. Anyone who is not against us is for us. As long as it is Jesus, let every man preach it. Are you following what I'm saying here? There is a way for the church. And when I mean the church, I'm not talking about the four walls of this building. I'm not talking about the pulpit. I'm talking about you. To become power holders. Well, listen, not just power holders, but also power brokers. Are you following what I'm saying? The same way we are stock brokers, we can have believers who are power brokers. Those who are now like the gatekeepers, like aspiners, who can connect people to the corridors of power. Are you following what I'm saying? Something happened in the just concluded APC convention. Many of you don't follow those things because it doesn't look like what you should know. It is only in short church we shout. Many people who are aspiring for different posts had to come out at different occasions, some with tears. I am no longer going to go for it. One caught my attention, and that's the national youth leader of APC. The guy who got that post is a Christian. Not just a Christian, a born-again Christian. Listen to me now. Whatever the guy who said he stepped down for that post, the method they must have used to set him down doesn't seem to be godly. When you are dealing with Babylon, it's not your concern. What did I say? You see, it's taking you time to soak it in. Let me say it again. The guy who was more popular and was the one going for it, he gave us Oscar. I haven't consulted the leader. I stepped down. And later again, I saw them congratulating so and so and so. The political means they used to shut that one. They didn't quote scriptures. They use power. It is Babylon. You are not the one who creates the system. But he was connected to an aspinas. You know who aspinas was? Was the one giving charge over the eunuchs, over the children in Babylon to be trained before they are now brought before Nebuchadnezzar. The method the aspinas used is not your concern. Yours is to get there. To say I won't get there because the method is wrong is to not understand that God can use those terrible things to bring undercovers in so they can be in the system. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you are saying we will have to wait and change it, you will never get there. You have to be in to change it from inside out. You can't change it from without. You have to be in first. Until you are holding pillars of authority inside. Listen to me, you can't change it. Are you following what I'm saying here? The politics is so dirty, we can't do it. Listen to me, God can use the wrong method there to carry a believer in. To the end that he will not begin to bring his fellow in. Come in, come in. That was how Joseph got to Egypt. Brought in the other 12 tribes. Till they became so many that the Egyptians were afraid of them. What is happening now? Just redeemed, declared. Political affairs. Office for it. The whole nation is rumbling. They are afraid of us. What happened in PFN? They said we now have somebody who is an officer in political affairs in PFN, Reverend Femi Emmanuel. Ah, you can't say he's nobody. Ah, you know when it comes to politics, you understand what is going on there. We need people who are in the system. Not all of us will be pastors. Don't accept God. God didn't give you. You can receive the training of a pastor and not end up a pastor. Go and become an undercover somewhere. Are you following what I'm saying here? We need to have men in media, in tech, in songs. Thank God for boys like Johnny Drill. Give some very beautiful love songs and see sing in Christ alone. You cannot but listen to him. When you go for those shows and at the end of the day decide to say, see, it's all about Jesus. You know, you see, listen to me. He's already so excellent you have to come. It's already so excellent you have to come. To now begin to sing Amulu Mala and now come and say it's about Jesus is to disgrace the essence. First, become the best. Get to the system. Babylon has a standard. There are many lights there. We cannot come with mediocrity and expect to change it. We have to rise, sharpen our edges, become one of the best. So that even if they don't like the Jesus we carry, they cannot deny our giftings. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yes. Not only those who are worship singers will try to fill O2. Arena. We can have singers, believers who are also entertainers, get it filled. And when you have that 20,000 crowd, you now say it's about Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? The time to keep running from those systems is over. Now we are going right there. Infiltrating the system. Tell your neighbor we are going inside. Say it again, we are going inside. Say it again, we are going inside. And that's why you must not have monopoly of this, your Christianity, because only your kind will come. Don't monopolize Jesus. Can I tell you? Are you following what I'm saying? Don't monopolize Jesus. Listen to me. You know, I found out culture as mixed with scriptures in Africa. This, if you now say nobody can come here with dreads, take razor, cut it outside. What you are saying is that change before you come. The kingdom does not have the power to change you. And listen to me now. Let me say this. The Pastor Femi said this, yes, I'm saying it. Dread is an hairstyle. If you go to London and you accept people to come in because they are on your boss, and you come here and say no dreads, you can't be on the drum, you can't be on the keyboard. What is wrong with you is slave trade. You have not recovered. Listen to me. Scripture is scripture, culture is culture. The only communion the Corinthians church were drinking that church had Paul had to warn them was alcohol. You say Jesus not water to wine. It was not malt. Are you following what? Listen, because a generation is rising that knows the truth. And if you don't stand on that truth, why are we afraid? Because you say Christian will get all that cheapness. That was the mistake of Adam. God said don't eat, he said don't touch. Human race got to where they are. we will lose next generation if we say don't touch where God says don't eat. Keep the truth as it is. You are not God. You are not the one who is the gatekeeper of heaven. Are you following what I'm saying here? When we break ourselves from the shackles of bondage that have held us back for so long, we will know what revival is. We will be able to get into all the system. Listen to me. Have I always been like this? No. Are you following what I'm saying? I began to have sons. I mean, I wasn't convenient. But there's something about me. I will always go back to God and humble myself everywhere I have to. How many of you know there's this man? I'm trying to remember his name now. He's an evangelist. He goes along with Daniel Colender. He's one of the most powerful evangelists. Huh? Todd White is on dreads. Omar Tudi. He will plate it. Keep scripture as scripture. Culture as culture. Are you following what I'm saying here? Somebody saying that, Pastor, what are you teaching your church? What if these guys go tomorrow to plant grapes and all that? Is their choice? I'm telling you. Pastor Femi, we know you. The thing you used to preach and all that. What are you saying now? When I was a child, I taught as a child. Listen to me. The balance is, don't give room for indecency. Period. Know what styles are, fashion is, and all those. Are you following what I'm saying? Nakedness is not a fashion style. It is the system of Babylon. We can be very modest and yet accurate. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying? You may not like what I'm saying. I say from today, I stop listening to this man. He has backslided and all those things. It's a choice. One day, Jesus talking to disciples, talked to them, and after he was done talking with them, 500 left. He asked the remaining ones, will you also go? Are you following what I'm saying? The proof of correct ministry is not crowd. It's the accuracy with the word. Are you following what I'm saying here? Praise God. I said praise God. So like I said, we can get into the corridors of power as believers without bowing. Say it again, we can get to the corridors of power. Say it again, we can get to the corridors of power without bowing. We don't have to bow. We don't have to compromise. We don't have to change our standards. We don't have to steal. We don't have to lie. With discipline, with excellence, with godliness, like Daniel, you can become one of the best. And even the best of the best. What happened in Babylon? There was none like Daniel. What does this mean? Let me share this with you. At some point on campus, there was going to be student union election. All right? I mean, listen, all the opposition party came to see me. One was leaving, another one was coming in. Are you following what I'm saying? Those guys are club boys. They are club boys. They just know that if we're going to have the Christians on this campus, vote for this guy. Let's vote for us. Let's talk to this person. And that's how it's going to be. Some of us that are here, people who are trying to become president will have to come and see us, because some of us are part of the Moses who will have to hold the rod. And our duty is to release the Joshuas who hold the sword. Are you following what I'm saying here? They will come at night. They come like Nicodemus. It's at night. Are you following what I'm saying? When they come, we tell them, are you ready to do the will of God? Are you ready to do this, do that, do this, do that? Listen to me. Somebody is saying that if as a Christian I recommended someone for a position in politics, you are saying that it's PDP, it's Ojoro, this. You should not get involved. We should get involved. What did I say? And like Joseph, bring our people in. Show them to those corridors. They be in the system. Don't worry. And find your way around it. But never forget where you are from. You are a Jew. Never neglect your culture. And that's why you will see, even after over 50 years of captivity, They couldn't still stop Daniel from praying. They couldn't. He will never forget where he was coming from. Never forget it. He will never forget where he's coming from. He's doing all the things he should do. Somebody asked, where was Daniel? When only Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow. What about Daniel? Daniel, before that time, had been elevated away from the class of men. They said he's a god. So the point he was not even whether to bow or not to bow. It was among what you'll be bowed to. He said the wisdom of the gods dwelt in Daniel. What happened? When they said he should not pray, and he went to pray. Even the king was the first person to get to the lion's den the following morning. Check, Daniel, has your God been able to deliver you? And he said, verily, my God sent his angel. Did the king have to say, go and throw other ones there? What's the economic importance compared to Daniel? Daniel falling was as good as the kingdom falling. He was someone who was not the king, but more powerful in that realm. Are you following what I'm saying here? What I'm trying to tell you is that don't just put Bible in your armpit. Put sense in your brain. When we are talking about what you studied, shall not be the best. We have you in a company. You said, please, I will need 10 minutes for my own morning prayer in the morning. Let it be that the end result of that 10 minutes is that you are the best at the work. Not that after you are done, you can't meet up with daily target. What's that? When Daniel said that, I will not define myself with the king's portion. Allow me to live on vegetable and water. Was it to the end that he will underperform? No. When he came out, he was what? 10 times better. Listen to me. Not just in their looks, but even in matter of wisdom, in reasoning, in science, in all those things. It was 10 times better. So don't just introduce Jesus only to disgrace Jesus. Introduce him with the consciousness that when it comes to the requirement, we are there. If we are Christian nurses, we are the best. If we are Christian doctors, we are the best. If we are Christian engineers, we are the best. We are not constructing bridges that will collapse after 3 months and say a pastor did it. Let it be that the glory is restored back to the church. That they know you want something done excellently. Call Christians! Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it again, we have to rise and shake ourselves from mediocrity. This issue of perceiving call on campus and trying to drop out. Listen to me. You will do your calling. Listen to me. You will do your ministry. But it will never enter the full potential. There are doors that will never open to you without education. Listen to me. Let me say it again. There are doors that will never open to you if you don't study. None of you here is too late to go back to school. Are you following what I'm saying? Say it again. You are not too old. Never stop fighting. You should not be a product of your past. If we are going to stand and speak in those places, it must be that we are the best of the best. We are the best of the best. While I was on campus, I go for a lot of meetings and crusades. And one day my HOD said to me, he said, there's no way to even rebuke you and all those things. And was insulting the class and said, none of you have even attempted to pass him once. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say, how will you allow him with all that he's doing, see, come here and gap all of you? That is the reputation we need. Enough of this sin of many believers dropping out of school or failing because they are Christians. Many parents are stopping their children from churches because it looks like when they get to church, they begin to fail. But when we are looking for those who can take mathematics, who can take, all right, talk to me now, physics and all those, all right, biology, all those things, the best of the best are in church. We have more lecturers coming from church. You think they'll be sleeping with girls for grade? I know we have some who are coming from church who have disgraced Jesus. The kingdom has not been formed in them. They are not really part of us. They are imposters. Are you following what I'm saying here? Praise God. I said, praise God. I said, praise God. Babylon has a standard. Listen to me. Don't ever think those who are there are non-entities. No. Your only, listen to me. Let me say this. Please get this in context. Your only advantage cannot be the Holy Ghost. Can I say it again? Your only advantage cannot be the Holy Ghost. That is, you are a mediocre, you are worse, you don't know how to do what you do, you just know how to pray in tongues and believe the Holy Ghost will cover mess. No, he doesn't. No. It is what a man sows that. There are fundamental principles that holds the universe. One of such principles is the law of seed and harvest. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying? I know there are producers here, there are music producers, I know one or two seated. We are not mixing and mastering like one who is mixing egusi. When it comes to mixing beat, you mix beat that when people hear it. You know, the soul loves music. It just cannot but rejoice. People like Mastercraft, how do they mix what they mix? Listen, don't just believe, hey, all these people is ritual, is Illuminati. When you switch it to the spirit realm, you are saying that we cannot attain that level of excellence because it is spiritual and not mental. Listen to me. Even the devil does not promote what is not excellent. Even the devil. If you are going to be an agent of the devil, you have to be an hard-working agent. Go and look, listen to songs of Celine Dion, Adele, all those guys. They are not choir singers. They are good. Apologies, I'm not insulting choir. Well, I've told even choir people, so let me face you for a minute. That some of you are called professionally to music. And each time you sing, give us a blend of you. There's no crime in it. Give us a blend of your own attitude in the song. Are you following what I'm saying? I know you guys don't sing national anthem, but there is a unique blend, like fingerprints are unique all over the world. That is you. If you don't develop that brand, you blend. This is where your ministry will start. This is where it will end. You will only be functional the day there is service. And the kind of world we are getting into, may I tell you this? As the apocalyptic event of the earth is happening, there's going to be a reduction of human gathering. Those who be relevant are those who have been able to move from here to mobile phones, to tabs, to YouTube, to all those places. If church doors have to open for you to be relevant, you are irrelevant. Are you following what I'm saying? If church doors have to be open for you to be relevant, you are irrelevant. Because the church is not just a place. The church is on the streets. Anywhere you get to, let it be the church of God walking. Can you play the drums in such a way that, oh, hold on. Ah, it's different. What's happening here? Not just that we are saying the Holy Ghost, cover it, cover it, cover it. Bele gudu gudu, bele gudu gudu. Listen to me. The church is going to get to a point where we have the kind of sounds you don't hear in clubs. Do you know how sounds? No, I'm not talking about Quack Club, Bodija. Places like Quilox, Cubana. I saw them online too. I've not been there. People ask me, how do I know all these things? I'm pastoring youth. Are you following that? When they play their music, it will look like the sound system is inside your chest. If we are going to get them stay in church, listen to me. You cannot force them to change the taste. People are already used to those quality. Are you following what I'm saying? They will not change the taste. They should come to church and make something better. But now the vibe is Holy Ghost vibe. When the guitar enters, it looks like it is playing from one corner of your head. Because the guitarist is not just praying tongues. He has his own combo in his room and spent time worshiping and becoming better and skillful. How did David get to the palace? Not because he played on an harp, but he was the best of the best in the land. So the anointing from Samuel was not enough. There was still a need for something he could do. Skills. What is happening here is the anointing of Samuel. What happens in your room is the skills you develop. This one will make something available spiritually. What you develop there is what calls you to the palace. Are you following what I'm saying here? So if I stand there and I say, let the doors open, what can you do? That's what will open the door. So the door will open for those who have things. Because the gatekeepers will call you because there's a need. And listen to me, both you and those who have not been anointed with oil can meet the needs. Your advantage is that you can do it better. Meaning that there are people who have not been anointed with oil that can do the same thing you can do. The question now is, what is your advantage? Is it only the Holy Ghost or you are also skillful? Are you following what I'm saying? And say, I know I can't do it well, but I pray. Yeah, go, Baba. Prayer is good. Your spirit will be on fire. You'll be sharp spiritually, but you'll be rejected for the job. For his mercies endure forever. Are you following what I'm saying here? Tell your neighbor. Play well on your harp. Listen to me. If they light, pour 25 liters of oil from somewhere on you, the door of the palace will open because you are the best. That oil is powerful, but it will not open the door. That oil is powerful, but it will not defeat Goliath except you have trained yourself to be skillful. Hope you understand that David did not sling that stone by mistake. It belonged to a group of boys. The scripture said that they can even eat a strand of hair with their stones. That's where it was coming from. It was skillful. The Holy Ghost will assist that area because you have given work to it. You understand what I'm saying? Not people just wake up from sleep. Goliath, you will die anointed. Why did Saul allow him to go? He said, while I was killing my father's sheep, a lion came and a bear. I went after them, killed them. Listen to me. His testimony was not just that he killed lion and a bear, was that he got out the sheep alive on those two occasions. This is something else. This is something else. If you are looking for a Christian HR, this is the best you can find in town. They can multitask, can do a lot of things, will not complain, don't get grudging. Now, that's where the Holy Ghost now comes in. It's now the leverage on the inside. As you are praying, they say, how can you do all these things? Because I pray in the Holy Ghost. But I know what I will say when I get to the board. The Holy Ghost begins to make meaning in my heart, teaching me what to say. Listen to me. Do you know you can prophesy with foul English? The prophecy is correct, but it will not override your mental acumen. It will still use what you have upstairs. You can prophesy with, if this English is not correct, it can't be the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost is not an English teacher. Are you following what I'm saying here? Meaning that you can pray in tongues, pray, charge, come out, and still sing sembe. If he's anointed, the person on the drum is on his way to Oyo. The one on the guitar, are you following what I'm saying there? We have work to do. Those who are there in those corridors are no mediocres. That's why they've been there for long. To get in, we have to become the best. Let me quickly give you three important principles, then I close. There are three options in taking the corridors of power. Option number one, you may want to consider a separation. And these are people who say that we are not part of the world, this. We have separate ourselves. That's option number one. Do not be unequally yoked. This. I'm going to separate myself. Those people never do it. They become religious. They become judgmental. And they miss out in the plan of God. Option number two is integration. Those who are not really formed become part of the system and get lost in the midst of the system. They are not really formed. They will say, let's go there, let's go there. They've not dealt with lust. They've not dealt with pride. They've not dealt with the loss of money. They integrate themselves and then they get lost. They get missing. You can't find them. Their passion, their zeal, their calling, everything is lost. All right. Then option number 3 is transformation. Those that have been transformed from inside out who get to the system and are strong enough with the power of the Holy Ghost to change people from inside out, who are wise like Daniel, accountable like Joseph, and favored like Esther. Who can get there, use wisdom, use accountability, and use favor, and change things in the direction of the kingdom and bring God's people out with the wisdom of God. Are you following what I'm saying here? They may not mention in Jesus' name while they are doing what they do, but they are still doing it in Jesus' name. Do you understand what that means? You can be an event host, a meeting host. You don't necessarily have to start with opening prayer. But what you do, when people look at it well, the only person it reveals is Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen to me. The issue is that if you are going to be an undercover, you have to reduce your noise. You must have entered before they know you are there. Let me share this with you. What happened years back? A ministry was going to start a church in Dubai. The noise was everywhere. Dubai government heard about it and shut them down. There are many ministries there for 20, 30 years operating and have crowd. Undercovers? We are not telling you this is what we are coming with. But wait for us. Why? We are interested in changing your moral compass, your values, your sense of reasoning, your culture, to bring Jesus in, eject it, and you may not even know you are receiving Jesus. As you begin to give yourself to it, you just find out, the best place that fits me now is church. Where my kind are, is that they don't sleep at home on Sundays. How did we get in? Through a movie. Are you following what I'm saying? We can have undercover bank CEOs. Because in Babylon, you will know how to rule over the Chaldeans and those who call on Jehovah. How to rule over the sorcerers. How to be in their midst. Are you following what I'm saying? And infiltrate the system. Not integrate. Not separate. Infiltrate. With the purpose of transformation. And it can only happen from inside out. Are you following what I'm saying here? What is the responsibility of the church to this? Trust. Trust. An understanding of what God is sending different people to do. The church also has the responsibility of training people for this. Listen to me. The people who can succeed in Babylon and do this well must receive the same level of dogged training pastors receive. Because they are also pastors, but in disguise. In fact, they need more training because they are the ones in the battlefront. Who amongst you is tempting me here? Nobody. But when we now go to the places of the world, that's where the temptation is. They need to have been trained. They need to have been taught. Money gotten in Babylon. Babylon wants you to spend it on him. They need to bring it out of Babylon and transform the kingdom. They need not to indulge. They must have been people who have been weaned from the world. It's a very serious process. Many people think they are transforming the system while they are integrating it. What does that mean? Daniel in Babylon had a prayer life. You are in the system. Do you have a prayer life? Daniel in the system, he said, I understood by book. He was paying attention to prophecy. What prophecy led you to the system? Are you following what I'm saying? He understood when Israel should be free. And he began to speak about it. Many people were motivated by him. They went to begin to rebuild. He stayed. So he can cover up. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't get integrated. That system is powerful enough to absorb people. But you must seek transformation and the way out. You too. Let Jesus sit on you while you are here. So by the time you are singing and a girl is shaking bum bum, you can speak like, what's his name? Jehu. When he went to Jezebel, and Jezebel painted the face, and Jehu said, look at us. We are but circumcised men. What's it called? Eunuchs. All right. What does that mean? What can respond to this beauty? The removal of it was what qualified me for this operation. That's a meaning of the prince of this world came to me, but found nothing of his in me. Meaning that as a Christian, can you be exposed to billions and not be going to club? That is why we know you are a Daniel. Can you be exposed? Are you following what I'm saying there? Billions of dollars. You now have a company that is worth billions. Not carrying girls, not exposed to all those things, still chest. You may even have dreads. So when you sit in those board meetings, they say it's one of us. Until you begin to speak. And they say, what wisdom is this? That no adversary can withstand or can say. Can you survive Babylon? Think about it. Many people have gone there and never returned. And that's why we need men trained. Please don't just make mouth and say we are going there. Can you first tell Jesus to sit on you? Because you are the one who is in the battlefront. Politics, many of the people you have there were ordained with oil in secret rooms. When they got there, that spirit enveloped them and they never returned. They became men who were embezzling. You wouldn't believe. Some of them are pastors and brothers. You couldn't tell what came over them. Are you following what I'm saying here? Listen to me. I want to pray for people who understand that their destiny has just been described tonight. Yours is not within the four walls of the church, but you have been sent out there. That while Moses is carrying the rod, you are the Joshuas in banks, in companies, in entertainment, in music industry, in different places, in tech industries, doing all manner of things. There's a need for you to be empowered. May I tell you that you need impartations too? Yes. This one is not for men to fall under the anointing, but there's something called wisdom. There's something called wisdom. You have received the wisdom from the Holy One. You have no need that any man should teach you. There is a spirit in man, the inspiration of the Almighty. Giveth him understanding. The kind of wisdom that came on Bezaleel. You need wisdom. You need strength. Inward strength of the Holy Ghost. That will empower you to see these things and not crumble. You need the spirit of creativity and excellence. That you'll be able to create at other level. In 2020, the person who topped the chart of the most listened and most downloaded song in Nigeria, in the midst of hip-hops and all that, was Tope Alabi. She sings like a music box. You can't tell where it's coming. Any word can become a song. That's what we need. They know that, come on, this person is not normal. Are you following what I'm saying here? They may not like the Jesus, but they cannot reject you because of what you have to offer. If you know you have a calling to systems of the world like this, there's a calling on your life, but not as a pastor. Entertainer, TV host, event host, different things, not necessarily holding the mic. Please step out. We are going to pray. Step out, please. Kratish, Tafahalish. Please, while you are out, don't wait. Lift your hands and cry to God for an endowment of the Spirit. Come on now. You are the one who are really fighting the battles of the last days. You are the representative of the kingdom out there. A lot rests on your shoulder, and we may not win if you fail. We may not win. We are going to suffer a lot of damage, defeat, if men like you fail. If you don't get the connections to the appropriate quarters, you should get connections too. Please pray. Act for an empowerment of the Holy Ghost, the spirit of creativity. We will suffer a lot of damage and defeat if people like you don't get what you should get. Shalakata balaraka. Ranteka balabaka patish tafalish. Renteraka balita kubahai. Let the weight of your glory cover. Let the light of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom ring in us. Let the way of your glory fall. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the light of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the way of your glory fall. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the light of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the way of your glory flow. 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 Let the way of your glory come. Let the way of your glory fall. Let the way of your glory come. Let the way of your glory fall. Let the way of your glory come. I pray you that Nibiti Jesu Benjaba. Agbara Yesu da Kosi o Oti o Agbara Yesu da Nibiti Jesu Benjaba. Agbara Yesu da
Kosi o Oti o.
Where is the power of darkness? Where Jesus is the King? Where is the power of darkness? Amen. Hear me. What happens in the church is that out of the church, Lord givers arise. You know what that means? We come so that we can take of what is plenty here and take out to where they are scarce. Anybody who lights a lamp in the sun will be seen as a foolish man. The church already has enough light. Where we need that light is in the midst of darkness. Are you following what I'm saying here? Everybody standing outside, whether watching online or here, put your hand on your head. Father, I decree and I release forth your word upon all your children. The spirit of creativity. On another level. Receive it now. The spirit of creativity. On another level. Receive it now. Excellent spirit was found in Daniel. Receive excellent spirit. Receive excellent spirit. I ask that the grace that connects men with gatekeepers begin to come upon you now. Receive connection to various gatekeepers. In the name of Jesus. Receive connection to gatekeepers. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. The people you need to meet for what God has placed on you to manifest, begin to meet them now. I ask that doors are opening for you. God begin to show you the secret of wealth. Begin to receive the mystery of innovations, creativity. In the name of Jesus, inventions of another kind, next level inventions. In the name of Jesus. From today, everywhere you get to, receive the grace to be the best. In the name of Jesus, receive the grace to be the best. In the name. of Jesus. Receive the grace to be the best. In the name of Jesus. Enter into that realm. You will no longer have any fellowship with mediocrity. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now hear me. Listen to me. One of the reasons why the foolish rules over the wise is because they are the only ones who are audacious to do so. Audacity does not know wisdom or foolishness. Whoever has it will become the one in control. Are you following what I'm saying now? What did I say? Audacity does not know wisdom or foolishness. Anyone that has it gets the key to the door. Many of you already have things that what you need is the courage to manifest. Are you following what I'm saying? Some of you have shut down things that came as giftings of the Lord because you found yourself in an environment where they were not needed. Some of you were under meetings. This. Let me say this to you. I plan to say this at sons and daughters meeting. Last April, I was holding a meeting. I gave an illustration and I saw somebody doing slow-mo on WhatsApp. And I said, what is it? How many of you were there that time? It was a wrong statement. Is God against it? No. That's self. Listen to me. I tell you this. The major hindrance of the move of God is self. Personal prejudice. That was my personal prejudice. I just felt a young minister should be at this point be learning the Bible and all those things. But there are people that will not even listen to what you have learned until they see that you are relatable. If everybody is Femi Lazarus, only those like him will be saved. But we need people who can do all those things and yet still carry Christ. And some of us will only be relevant if we will learn it too. Because there's a generation we will never be able to get without it. Regardless of the prophecy on us. That's the wisdom for the continuity of the move of God. Are you following what I'm saying? Why am I saying this? I go to sit down and do reviews. Take away what is me and leave only what is Jesus. Are you following what I'm telling you here? If somebody has gone to that message and say, I stop. Listen to me. Never kill the light of the creativity within you. There's a reason why God put it there. You must make profit with all the gifts. Only arrange them in context. Are you following what I'm saying here? I pray for all of you in the name. Listen to me. The secret of wealth from today. Receive it. The decisions to make that will bring in wealth from today, receive it. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Can we rejoice as we go back to our seat and give the Lord a big shout? Come on, go ahead. Thank you, Jesus.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.